Okay, let's roll. We're rolling. World peace, sir. Do you mind if I ask you if that's your real name?
My real name's Kyan Robert Otto Lautenschlager. Lautenschlager is a German last name. My dad's side of the family is completely German. My mother's side of the family is Bajan, which is Barbados, Dutch, which is Holland, and Italian, which is Italian.
Right. Okay. Good. So, have you? Oh, here's it. Well, this video looks really good. I can get a headshot of you right here too. Okay. Sorry. I digress. Your world peace is like your professional name, or have you actually changed it?
My real name is Kyan Robert Otto Lautenschlager, and I used to give out little white business cards that said World Peace, similar to this,
Oh, yeah.
but it was just white. And I gave out 65,000 of them in 2016, and everyone started calling me World Peace because of that, along with the fact that I would always make videos and end them with World Peace. So that just became what people called me, and then I used that as my artist name, and it's still my artist name to this day, and it's the message that I'm promoting in all my music, so I keep pushing it.
Okay, so how do you describe yourself and what you do?
I'm a motivational entertainer slash performer. I have studied all of, not every single, but a lot of great performers throughout the last maybe 70 years where there was video footage of these performers, and I've crafted my own way of performing where I can captivate attention as well as deliver a positive message.
So what kind of entertainment and music do you do?
Sing, dance. I have this trumpet here. Have drums. I realized that being light, being comical is a very good way to captivate an audience. Engaging with the audience, so I do a lot of crowd response, or even if it's just one person, a lot of call and response, so that the audience stays engaged to the performance.
What's the message you're trying to get across to your audience?
World peace. World peace, I feel, is within. We have the ability to cultivate an inner peace and an inner zen so that we can go out into the world in a peaceful, loving state and create a bubble of world peace around us where our world peace can ripple into others and they can create a world peace within, and the ripple effect can continue. I truly believe it is possible to have a world peace because who doesn't want to live in a bubble of peace where all your interactions are peaceful, regardless of the energy that's shot towards you? You can respond in a peaceful way and create a peaceful situation.
That's really timely right now, too, with what's going on in Ukraine, right?
I agree.
Okay. Before I go any further, how old are you?
I'm 26 years old. I was born in 1995.
Okay, so this is how you make your living?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have my World Peace clothing line. I've put on shows across Canada, and obviously streaming, that's a part of it too, but you have to get a lot of streams these days to make a living. You know that.
Yeah, so you sell your merchandise. Do you get paying gigs too, just performing your music?
Yeah, like I said, I've done shows all across Canada. So I've done three Canadian tours, probably over 100 shows across Canada.
And are they paid performances, or does your clothing line pay the bill for everything?
It's based on ticket sales. So the more tickets sold at each show, the more revenue produced.
Okay.
So this year we're going to be doing another tour across Canada. All the logistics haven't been worked out yet, but it's in the works.
And right now you're just traveling the Timmins area. And
Yeah, I'm from Sudbury. There's a lady named Wendy Day who she is, I don't know exactly what her title is, but she's in the music industry. She's worked with big rap artists such as Eminem, Tupac. She's worked with Lil Wayne and the Cash Money record industry. She's worked with No Limit Records, helping these huge brands and record labels get big, big deals. And she posts a lot of videos with a lot of information. And she explained that you have a 5-hour radius around your home base where you could quickly travel to. My home base is Sudbury, Ontario, therefore Timmins, Ottawa, North Bay, Toronto, the Southern Ontario region, and Sault Ste. Marie is a very, very simple 5-hour radius that I could travel to at any given time. Therefore, Timmins is just a very, very logical choice in city to attend.
And you're selling your merchandise and getting your name out there.
And I'm singing songs and spreading the message of peace and love. I always like to tell everyone to take a deep breath with me. So I need your help, Bob. Can you take a deep breath with me?
Okay.
And everybody watching, let's take another deep breath.
Okay. I feel much better now. Thank you.
I feel like a deep breath is a very, very powerful tool. Mindful breathing throughout your day can really keep you present. It can keep you aware of your mind so it doesn't suck you in, aware of your emotions so they don't suck you in, and aware of just this present moment in itself so it doesn't suck you in and control you. Because it's very easy for a situation in the world to trigger your mind, which may trigger your emotions, which may trigger your mind, and now there's a spiral of intensity within you. And if you don't step back and take a couple deep breaths and be aware that it's happening, it could suck you in potentially for an hour, two, a couple days, a couple weeks. You could be stuck in your head and your emotions for years if you don't keep it in check.
So you're in Timmins right now, are you?
Yes, sir.
Where are you going to today, or where next?
I'm off to Minuteman Press. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
You know the location?
Yep.
I'm heading there. I have a few stops to make. I have to ship out this hoodie here. I got my trumpet, so I'm going to be playing that throughout the day. Everywhere I go, I get out of my car and play it.
All right, and so I've got a couple photos of that. Will you be going? I know you were in Porquis on the weekend. Are you going to Cochrane or Kapuskasing or that area?
Honestly, today I'm most likely headed back to Sudbury at the end of the day.
Okay.
I like to drive in the evenings and at night, especially during snowstorms, because then there's less traffic on the road. Don't tell my mom.
No, I won't. No, for sure. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
First and foremost, I want to thank everybody listening and everybody here in the present moment right now, because we're all one connected. I have four things that I feel we can all do to move forward towards world peace. One, give genuine appreciation. I genuinely appreciate all of you for just flat out existing. Number two is to love, appreciate, and take care of Mother Earth. Number three is self-love. So mentally, you can put positive thoughts in your head. Spiritually, you can meditate and be present. And physically, you can exercise, eat healthy, move and groove, and just breathe. And then number four is to go out into the world in a peaceful, loving state and connect, because we're all one right here, right now on this planet. My phone number is 249-878-5510. You can reach out to me, call or text. If you want any World Peace hoodies, if you want to talk, reach out to me. My name is Kyan Lovenschlager. I'm Mr. World Peace. And I love and appreciate everyone because we're all one family here.
All right. Thank you for this. You know what? I'm going to put the entire interview, with radio and web, there's only little chunks I can use. But the web lets me put the entire interview up there, the audio of it. So I'm going to do that. People have to feel your energy, man. That's great. Thanks for this. I was going to tell you to stay positive. Are you kidding? Anyway.
Gotta stay positive.
Yeah. Thanks for this and be safe, especially you're driving at night, okay?
I appreciate you. Yes, I do. Thank you for all the work you do. I appreciate you. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, take care, Kyan.
Have yourself a lovely, lovely day. Stay hydrated. Stay grateful. Actually, Bob, what are you grateful for? What are three things you're grateful for? And everybody out there, just think, what are three things you're grateful for?
My job, my home, and my family.
I dig it. I'm grateful for the snow because it's so beautiful. It's a refreshing experience, sure. Your back might be sore from the shoveling, but I'm also grateful for my back, and I'm grateful for rest so that my back can rest up, and the next morning you can shovel again.
You should bottle some of that up and sell it with your hoodies, man. You'd be a multimillionaire. Thanks again, Kyan. Take care.
Thank you, Bob.